From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is just two verses, chapter 4, verse 24, and chapter 5, verse 1. The first speaks of the godly fear inspired in the children of Israel as they witnessed God's power in holding back the waters of the Jordan so they could enter Canaan on dry ground. In the second verse, we see the dread and the terror in the hearts of the heathen Canaanites as they heard of the victories of Israel and the awesome power of the God of heaven and earth. It is these two types of fear that Dr. Cairns will treat in the course of a message entitled Godly Fear and Godly Dread. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God. First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 13. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. Myrrh may well be chosen as the type of Jesus on account of its preciousness, its perfume, its pleasantness, its healing, preserving, disinfecting qualities, and its connection with sacrifice. But why is he compared to a bundle of myrrh? First, for plenty. He is not a drop of it. He is a casket full. He is not a sprig or flower of it, but a whole bundle. There is enough in Christ for all my necessities. Let me not be slow to avail myself of him. Our well-beloved is compared to a bundle again, for variety. For there is in Christ not only the one thing needful, but in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Everything needful is in him. Take Jesus in his different characters, and you will see a marvelous variety: prophet, priest, king, husband, friend, shepherd. Consider him in his life, death, resurrection, ascension, second advent. View him in his virtue, gentleness, courage, self-denial, love, faithfulness, truth, righteousness. Everywhere he is a bundle of preciousness. He is a bundle of myrrh for preservation, not loose myrrh to be dropped on the floor or trodden on, but myrrh tied up, myrrh to be stored in a casket. We must value him as our best treasure. We must prize his words and his ordinances, and so we must keep our thoughts of him and knowledge of him as under lock and key, lest the devil should steal anything from us. Moreover, Jesus is a bundle of myrrh for specialty. The emblem suggests the idea of distinguishing, discriminating grace. From before the foundation of the world, he was set apart for his people, and he gives forth his perfume only to those who understand how to enter into communion with him, to have close dealings with him. O blessed people, whom the Lord hath admitted into his secrets, and for whom he sets himself apart! O choice and happy who are thus made to say, A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me.
In times of deep despair I lift my eyes unto the hills where comes my help and aid, unto the God who cares for his own, unto the God
in heaven.
precious thought, my helper never fails, but watches, keeps me safe both night and day, refreshing me with promises divine and words of peace that never pass away.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Continuing some studies in the book of Joshua, we're reading just a couple of verses. Chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, and we'll read into the first verse of chapter 5. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this brief reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. According to the old saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And obviously, very often it does. But even where it doesn't actually breed contempt, all too frequently, it dulls the senses. And I fear that this is what happens to many Christians in their study of the Bible. We read in Scripture of some truly remarkable, indeed stupendous, events. And as we read them, we just gloss over the words, and we are hardly even conscious of anything out of the ordinary. Take, for example, the miracle of which we have been reading in recent weeks, that of the Lord drying up the river Jordan when it was in full spate to make a way through for the people of God from one side of the Jordan to the other and into Canaan. How often we read that biblical account and we fail to feel or recognize anything of the thrill of the reality of the miracle. Oh, we wouldn't for a moment deny its historicity, its actuality, but when it comes to really feeling it, understanding it, having it become so real that it's as if we could see it, that's a different matter entirely. Today I would like you to try for a moment and place yourself in that event. Try and understand what it would be like to be one of the people of Israel as they came up to the river. These were ones who had not seen God open up the way through the Red Sea. The ones who had seen that, except for Joshua and Caleb, were all dead. Or were so very young at the time as a babe that they couldn't remember it. They hadn't seen this. This was something new. So they were coming up to this river. They were being told, our inheritance is on the other side. Jordan is flooding its banks. How are we going to get over? We don't have the Army Corps of Engineers. We don't have any great experience or skills in these matters. What are we going to do? Then they watch as the Lord commands Joshua to send the priests down, bearing the Ark of the Covenant. You can just see the eyes of the people get big with disbelief, incredulity, because as soon as the priests' feet are dipped in the water, the great flow of the river stops. What has flown by already just keeps on its way to the Dead Sea, but this great wall or this great river of water stops. God stops it far from them so that they can have a way over. They wonder, where is this water gone? They see the priest standing there and they recognize God has intervened. We have seen something the like of which we have never begun to see before. We have seen something that nobody else on earth has ever seen. Just imagine if you were in that event. Would you ever forget it? I don't think so. And after you'd passed through Jordan and you turned back just to see the waters bursting forth as if God had taken away a dam and filling up the riverbed and overflowing its banks once again, you would stand there in utter awe and wonder. Something you would never forget. Something you would talk about for years to come. Something you would sit down of an evening and tell your children about and your grandchildren about. This is something the memory of which would live forever. And every time you would talk of it, there would be an awe that all could hear in your voice. But try not only to put yourself in the event. Try to place yourself, if you can, among the people of Jericho and the more distant Canaanite cities. News had reached them of the Lord's great miracle. And if you place yourself amongst the inhabitants of Jericho, I think you could understand what way they would feel. There's a way through the Jordan. Our last defense has been breached. The children of Israel are now in Canaan. Can you imagine the terror that would grip you if you were sitting in Jericho, waiting now for the final attack that is going to spell the end of the long history of Jericho as an important center and a city of great wickedness. Now, these two emotions are what the text that we have read this morning presents to us. Two kinds of fear. The awe of the people of God and the fear of the Amorites and the Canaanites. Two kinds of fear produced by the one action of God. Two kinds of fear that come as the result of the mighty work of God's grace in delivering the children of Israel and bringing them into Canaan. The godly fear of his own people and the awful dread of the ungodly inhabitants of the land. Now, when I looked at that, I thought that any time people come face to face with the work of Christ, which is so beautifully typified for us in God opening up a way through the Jordan. We have studied that in past weeks. But any time people come in touch with the work of Christ, they will always experience one or other of these emotions. What I want us to do for a few minutes this morning is to revisit Calvary, to consider afresh the great work which the Lord Jesus Christ did there. And I trust that the Lord will make it awfully real to us all. And as he does, our text will once again prove to be true. I want you to learn this basic lesson this morning, that a sight of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ will produce a godly fear in his people and a guilty dread in his enemies. And as we consider that, I want to think basically of the two things. First, that God's people react to the gospel with godly fear. And second, that sinners react to the gospel with guilty dread. Now let's think first of the reaction of God's people to a great work of grace. It is the reaction of godly fear. Notice Joshua 4:24. All the people of the earth shall know the hand of the Lord that it is mighty, and ye shall fear, and I'm deliberately changing this into a statement that you shall rather than might, because I'm isolating this text, ye shall fear the Lord your God forever. What happens? You see the mighty work of God in making a way through the Jordan on the merit, virtue, strength, and power of the priest bearing the ark. You'll see that work. And when you see it, you'll fear. When you remember it, you'll fear. When you talk to others about it, you will fear. Now that may at first seem to be a strange statement. It may seem more in keeping with the narrative that God would say, when you see this, you'll rejoice. When you talk about this, you'll rejoice. Now that would be very true, for I have no doubt they did rejoice. But God deliberately uses the word, you shall fear. And that's a very good choice of terms. The very same thing is true when Christians stand in the shadow of the cross. This morning, if you're a Christian, once again, the invitation is come and see. Stand under Calvary and see again that great transaction, shrouded off from human view in a supernatural darkness, as Jehovah deals with Jesus Christ, his Son and our substitute, as he lays upon him all the guilt of all the sins of all his people from all ages and all places. as there he pours upon him the divine indignation. There in the darkness, Jesus Christ drains the cup of damnation dry. What a transaction! As Jehovah visits our sins upon the Lord Jesus Christ, as Christ takes the full legal liability for all our ungodliness and stands in to the wrath of God for us. What a transaction! He was made sin for us in order that we should be made the righteousness of God in him. He bore the curse for us that we should bear the blessing in him. He took the fury for us that all the favor of God would come through him to us. What a great transaction took place at Calvary.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.